Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. So for me, it's just one of those things that I'm like, what's popping, everybody? What's popping? Hello, everybody. What's going on, everybody? We're going to get ready for a legendary show. I know I'm late. I'm actually meaning late in the day. But first of all, let me tell you all something. I don't care what the topic is or what you are talking about, and I'm talking about for the people in the live chat. How dare we have 200 or something people in the chat, and y'all only think that 50 of y'all are going to hit the like button? Where y'all do that at? Y'all better stop playing with me. All right, let's get into some things. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Armand, and we are live in the studio back with another video. Got to get into some things. It's, you know, it's, what's today? It's Wednesday. Chan, let me tell you something. Before we jump into it, listen, it's been a very, very busy day. My office is trashed. I had every intention on going live a lot sooner, but you know that I was getting to another bag, okay? So we have to get into some things. However, we have a nice show lined up for you guys today. We're going to get into some things. We're going to open up the calls, and we might do a after show on Station Head. So if you guys have Station Head, please download that, because I think I'm going to start broadcasting over there as well. Just a quick little, little light. So those iPhone users, be ready for that. And then two, for the Androids, I'll make it available for our members only. If I end up going over there, I'll decide by the end of the show if we're going to do a Station Head show. But I'm thinking that we're going to start moving over in that direction. Okay? All right. Someone said, what happened to Real Radio 1? Real Radio 1 is very much that. I don't know. Listen, we'll talk about that in the members only. Real Radio 1 is still very much so alive. And it might be Real Radio 1 on Station Head. You get what I'm saying? We got to go where it makes sense. Capiche? All right. Enough of that. Let's get into some things. So, oh, and by the way, I don't even want to tell y'all that, because y'all already know when I be looking at myself over here, I'm looking at making sure my mouth and stuff is together, but sometimes it's not. But whatever, I don't want to do a lot of rambling today. I just want to get straight to the point. So let's get into some things. But if you have not followed me on Station Head, it's the Armand Wiggins Show on Station Head. So download that and follow me there, because you don't want to miss the tea if we go over. And that's it'll be Real Radio 1 on Station Head, okay? But the Armand Wiggins Show. It'll be Real Radio 1 and the Armand Wiggins Show, okay, combined. So follow over there. But I'll keep you guys updated on which way we're going to take that. All right. So let's get started with Bootsy, because I want to get started with him first, just because I was really annoyed by it and I want to move on past it. Little Bootsy, he's trash, garbage, complete fool, the epitome of toxic masculinity. I'm not going to play the live because I am trying to save our bag here tonight, but I'm going to basically let you guys know what he said. He said this a couple of months ago, but it just was getting traction, just started getting traction again. But long story short, Boosie goes on live and says that he makes his 12-year-old son and nephews, 8, 9, 10-year-old kids receive fellatio from grown women. He said his son got head, a BJ, from a woman, a real woman, a superwoman. In fact, she sucked him first and then she'd suck him. To me, that sounds a little creepy and a little fetishy to me. I don't know about you, But that sounds very, very disgusting. Now, the issue that I have, I mean, this is wrong on all every level. But the main issue I have with that is somebody's making him feel like this was cool. And, you know, this is what real niggas think is cool. Like, this is some real nigga shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is some nigga shit on every level. And this is the thing when it comes to straight people. And not all, because I know a lot of y'all are probably like, no, this is some weird shit. But this is the thing. It's like, this is some, like, nigga shit. So you got the woman. She's okay with it. What grown woman do you know that's going down on a 12-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 9-year-old, 10-year-old little boy? How much did that cost? What does that run you? How much did you get offered? How many food stamps did you have to sell for that? Because you know she couldn't be too much of a high-quality type of chick. You knew she was probably some type of ghetto crackhead somewhere. You know what I mean? Just a, you know, or am I not right? How many bumps of dope did you need to take to do that? Okay? That's number one. What kind of female would subject herself to sucking little peen? You stupid. Okay? And then, Boosie, why would you even think that that's cool? That does not define a man. That does not make him a nigga. You need to be behind bars for that. You notice I'm being very colorful with the way that I'm presenting this because we're still trying to save the bag, okay? So if I open up the call-in lines, don't go too far deep into, you know, saying those type of words. But we know what that means. It starts with the M word. You know, that's like you can't be, you know, doing that to little kids. I think that's very disgusting. I think that's very nasty. And I feel like a lot of people just kind of think, oh, that's Boosie. He crazy. But yet, gay people, we get such a bad rap. You know, some people won't even let us watch their kids. You know, some people, I remember I told you guys this story all the time. You know, I went to some of my straight people's friends' house, or so I thought they was friends. You know, as soon as I eat out of the dish, you know, they bleaching the dish and bleaching the floors and bleaching the cups. And they not even that clean because they think that we just walking around with all kind of stuff and we just so nasty and we just so, you know, sexually fluid. However, y'all got straight people out here doing the fool. But gay people is the verbs. Gay people are the ones not to, and gay people are the ones not to be trusted. Gay people are the ones that are always pushing this agenda, sexuality. But yeah, you got this nigga online talking about my son he been getting it, he got it at 12. You know, first of all, that's disgusting. I don't even want to put that image in my mind. Like, why are you even thinking? Oh yeah, he's 12. It's time for him to stick his thing in somebody's mouth. And like, ugh, I don't like that. That makes me feel very awkward. So I don't like that. I think that's very disgusting. I think that's toxic masculinity. And I feel like, two, it's a real issue because isn't this the same person that was telling Dwayne Wade that not to call his daughter Zendaya or whatever her name is? What's the difference? If he want to call his daughter her or his son her, because she feel like a her, then you telling some big cougar 45, 50-year-old chick on food stamp Section 8, Millie from the block, to go stick your son's Peter thing in her freaking mouth because that makes him a man. Well, that's just as stupid. What you think? I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe not to some people, because, you know, some people will still be like, well, no, he's not a woman. Girl, no, that's still stupid to me. Both, you know, that's toxic as well. So he had a lot to say about how someone else is raising their kid and what they want to call their kid. But you got a but you out pimping out your preteen. Okay. To a hoe. Because after she suck him, she suck you. So if she doing all that, you know she sucking everywhere. So the realty is, do you go get your kids tested after you have these grown hoes come put their mouth on their private parts? Do these hoes go get tested? I mean, do these kids get tested? Do you tell them about the STIs as well? Why are you teaching them, you know? So, I don't know. That's the fool. I'm over it. I think that's disgusting. It's embarrassing that, you know, we have some of our own people, black people, getting online and saying stuff like this, and then people look at us like fools. And, you know, niggas just think, oh, that's what you do, as long as he ain't gay. You know, forcing, you cannot force someone straight. You cannot force someone to do the right thing. You cannot, like, so you can't pull your kid's Peter thing out and put it in a girl's mouth or have her motorboat him, and it's going to make him straight. That don't work. You can't beat the kid. Like, if the kid's going to be gay, he's going to be gay. If he's going to be a fool, he's going to be a fool. You don't take his innocence away from him, especially, you know, with some nasty trick that you sleeping with. Ugh, I wonder what she looked like. Oh, dirty, nasty. Okay. Let's get his stupid self off the screen. Well, let's get into Kaya. Ain't really much to say about Kaya. Kaya's show is taking off again. Kaya's in the... I was going to start reading, but I don't have no reason to read Kaya. I do want Kaya to roast me, though, and I wouldn't even get mad. Kaya, I just want to see what kind of nasty things she would say about me, because her mouth is foul. And I think Kaya goes too far. But it's entertaining. Kaya is the epitome of talent and gone to waste, in my opinion. I understand. So Kaya went off on Trina again, because Trina responded, even though Trina said she wasn't responding, but she indirectly responded. So Kaya took that upon herself to go and lay Trina out. And basically she said that Kaya, the only thing that Trina has is HIV and HIV medication. That was a strong allegation. It was a very, very strong allegation, and I think that Kaya goes way too far and takes the lines too far. And then what kills me is the people will be like, oh, well, Trina should battle her. Trina should do compete with her. No, Trina don't, like, first of all, you talked about my mother. You keep putting these, you saying I got HIV and stuff like that. Like, girl, if I ever come in contact with you, it's smoke on sight. Like, it's literally like it's past the problem. Like, it's a problem. It's a nothing to lose. Like, I might go to jail. It's so much of a problem. Like, this is past the internet. Like, you've taken it too far. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like these Instagram battles, these are more of, you know, healthy, friendly competition. Like, you get online and you go song for song with people that you respect, that you admire, and your catalog is kind of similar, but it could be entertaining for the fans. But you do have a mutual respect for one another. You don't go battle for battle with a that you can't stand, that you really despise, because y'all can't even go song for song because there's gonna be so much adrenaline for anger and angst there. That y'all not even gonna be like, y'all gonna really be competing on some, like, I'm better than you, on some mad stuff, you know, on some angry stuff. And that's not what these Instagram live competitions to me are really about. So for people to be saying that they need to go battle, no, they don't need to battle. I mean, I would like it if they were on cooler levels. However, this is the problem. This is my only problem that I have with Kaya. I mean, it's the thing that I like about her. She's disrespectful. And she's so talented. She can be so far, but I just feel like she just burns all bridges. I feel like she's the epitome of self-destruction. And now at this point, I feel like she understands it. So she just has to wear it and accept it. So it comes across like, I don't care. I'm not bothered. But, you know, at some point you'd be like, damn, like, maybe I just burn every bridge. So at some point, you know, she just has to live in that and dwell in that space. And, you know, she is still entertaining to me. I mean, I get a kiki out of it. However, industry-wise, I don't see people, you know, really fooling with her. I feel like she could be a lot further. See, a lot of people get it twisted. They think trolling you and stalking you and harassing you. Karai has been harassing Trina for about 25 years. See, a lot of people don't realize that you could probably be a lot further and you would get a lot of acknowledgement and recognition, because this is what it feels like for me. I feel like Kaya is wanting people to put respect on her name and give her acknowledgement and, you know, and you know, just really respect her as an artist and things like that. But the thing is this, girl, it's more than just your music. And this is what I tell people all the time. See, a lot of people think they can just come into the game and because you have a talent, no matter what it is, oh, I'm just going to attach myself to somebody's brand, or I'm just going to continue to troll. Yeah, you might get a little clout, but at the end of the day, whether you agree with Trina, whether you like Trina or not, look at Trina's lifestyle and setup. And look where Trina was responding, and look where Kaya's responding. It's no shade. I mean, Kaya's responding in, you know, with the wood panel walls, and Trina's at her own radio station at 99 something. You know, just it's levels to this. So yeah, you could attach yourself and you control all day long, and you'll get a few followers. However, you're not really learning the tricks of the trade, how to elevate, and how to really get to the real bag, because you're busy thinking low vibrational, thinking, let me just attack and attach. Let me attack and attach. But if you feel like, if you realize that, hey, listen, maybe if I be cool and respect, maybe people will actually acknowledge me. If I build some relationships, maybe instead of attacking and attaching, people would put respect on my name and I could probably get a little more bread than I'm getting. But people, they be so caught up with the instant gratification of the small fame, the small viralness. It's like, girl, if that's all it is for you, girl, then you'll always, you know, be sitting on the red couch with your thing on, going in on the girls. However, Trina the Kiki, because Trina thinks that everybody is beneath her. But you know, that was the issue that I had with Trina and with her relationship with Bobby Lights, because that's when I kind of low key stopped kind of feeling her, is because when she was like, you will never be on a stage like me, you will never be like me, you'll never be nothing like me, and it's kind of like, girl, well, hold on. You're hot, but girl, you're not. Well, you were hot, but you're just not that girl like that. Like, girl, nobody's listening to the new Trina like that. Actually, no one's listening to the new Trina. You feel what I'm saying? Like, girl, you're hot in Miami. People know who you are, but girl, you know, what I've known of Trina is the girl. She every summer she was going on, you know, gay pride tours. We, quite frankly, we were tired of seeing her being booked at every Pride festival. That was her yearly gig. You know, she'd collect all that coin, but it was kind of like, okay, girl, if I see another Trina performance, I'm going to be done. Thank you for supporting the community, but girl, I'm tired of seeing you. Trina was booked at every Pride event. It was kind of like, okay, girl, she's an affordable one. We're over it. And so, you know what I'm saying? Now, she gives those girls that in Miami. They live for her, you know, and I don't have a problem with her. You know what I'm saying? However, let's just keep it real. Nobody's talking about Trina like that. Nobody, and the most people talk about Trina is when Kaya brings Trina up, okay? Trina got washed on that record with the five-star chick with Nicki Minaj and Ludacris. Trina, she don't just rap like that, okay? She ain't just barring it out like that, okay? So let's stop that there. Everybody is not beneath her because she's not that far up. But I still stand by what I said is in regards to Kaya and their relationship. I do think that she's higher up than Kaya. I definitely don't feel like she needs to necessarily address Kaya. I do feel like Kaya is trying to attach herself to Trina. I do feel like that. Okay. So that's that on that. So, yeah. That's how I feel about that. Oh, and speaking of Kaya, Safari went ahead. She's been on a roll this week. Kaya's really been on a roll. Kaya was roasting Safari and Erica Mena for having an OnlyFans page, and she, you know, felt like they were broken the fool. And I'll be the first one to say I agree with Kaya. I cannot stand Safari and Erica Mena. They are the most aggravating couple. They are the most clout chasing couple. There's nothing about Safari that I'm attracted to. You know what? Like on a drunk night on the right tequila, if nobody knew and nobody would find out, you know what I'm saying? And you know, and I have the opportunity, like this is single, I'm just saying. But like, you know, Safari's one of those guys that you bang them. You let them bang you, or you bang him, but you don't want anybody to know. You get what I'm saying? Like, you secretly, like, will give it to Safari. But publicly, you would never let anybody know that you would let Safari hit. Does that make sense? Because he's such a cornball, you would almost be embarrassed to say that you let Safari hit. That's how I feel about Safari. Like, I secretly might, but I just don't want anybody to find out. Like, don't even act like you know me. Does that make sense? Because that's him for me. Okay, so, and I think that's him for a lot of people. Because he responded to her. And he responded to Kaya with his OnlyFans. It shows that Safari, he says, hey, someone go tell that fake India Ari I made six figures in 2 weeks. And if she needs help during this quarantine, I'm down to help her so she can get a better looking camera. Wash.com. Make sure y'all subscribe, though. So it looks like Safari has made over $100,000 and took home $94,906.17 in 2 weeks. So that man has made $100,000 on his OnlyFans account. Okay. So somebody wanted to see it. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't pay for it, but a lot of people did pay for it. And I follow this Twitter account that leaks all the videos. So Safari just showed us this dang thing that we had already seen that got leaked. And then the whole thing is he was sending everybody these DMs. So they have these messages that you could send on OnlyFans, but he was charging $30 and $50 and $20 for you to unlock it. Then people would pay for the unlock message. And then it would just be him with his print and some pants with his shirt off. It's like, girl, why are you scamming the people and not showing no people? Like, listen, if I want to, like, I want to see a new position. I want to see some booty low key. Okay, if I'm paying, I would never buy a celebrity's OnlyFans. Like, girl, you know, I want to see some booty. I want to see some, you know, some balls, you know, whatever. I don't want to see what I've already seen. And I definitely don't want to see you put nothing in Erica Mena, please. For real, though. I don't want to see that. Okay. Now, and then Erica Mena on the other hand, so they're doing this as a couple. And so she's made significantly less. But I feel like, and I could be wrong, but I feel like I didn't even realize OnlyFans was for women. I thought it was a lot of men that did OnlyFans, because I know most of the gay men follow straight men. I don't really know if women, like heterosexual, cisgendered women, I don't know if they pay for stuff like this. OnlyFans. Do y'all pay for stuff like that? Do y'all? You know, so anyway, Erica Mena made about $42,000. About 50, you know what I'm saying? So she did good. And she said, this was just the beginning of my first week that I used to post on Instagram for free. And let's get this very clear. I'm doing this for fun. Didn't think living my happily married life could cause a major crack to have such an issue. But since it's the topic of your discussion, thanks to all my OnlyFans subscribers, I got new content on the way. And since we so broke and can't pay our bills, if you haven't already, subscribe to OnlyFans Erica Mena. FYI, we married, not dead, miserable zoo animal. Oh. Could she be calling Kaya a monkey? I don't know. But she did call her a miserable zoo animal. Where's the outrage? See, that was a thing for me, too. See, I felt like there should have been some outrage. And see, this goes back to my thing about Evelyn. I just feel like a lot of the girls could not take Evelyn because she was the bad, she was just sickening girl. And they just felt some type of way because it's people that say problematic things all the time and people are not canceling. And that's why I feel like during that Basketball Wives season, a lot of people just was rooting for the underdog and they were tired of Evelyn being the top dog. And so they just wanted to side with the girl that was less, you know, appealing to the eye. Because why aren't people dragging Erica Mena for this statement? Because that's very problematic. And if you kind of look at this picture, you know, and Kaya wears a lot of prints and stuff, and, you know, if you look the right way on the right night, she could look like a zoo animal to some people. I'm just saying. That's not what I'm saying, but I am just saying. I don't know what particular animal, but maybe she does look like a zoo animal to somebody. I'm not saying that she do. I'm saying that, you know, she could. She's very Afrocentric. That's very zoo-ish. Very Zulu. I'm just saying, world. But yeah, so I wouldn't subscribe to either one of their OnlyFans. I cannot stand the way Erica looks. She's botched all over. Now, I think that they're clout chasers. They want to be seen. They want to be talked about. They want to be on TV. They just, nothing about Erica Mena and Safari turned me on at all. Nothing. I don't want to see anything about it. Okay. Okay, now speaking of OnlyFans, Blac Chyna has a new show coming out. And by the way, this woman has really done a doozy on her face, hasn't she? Doesn't she give you like like she looks like a mannequin and not the good ones? But then she gives you, gives me a little Darkwing Duck. Is that what it is? Is Darkwing Duck? Don't she give you like a little bit of a, not duck, like she kind of look like some type of, what is the ducks that played the freaking ice hockey? Don't she give you that in the face a little bit? What are the ducks that played? I mean, she looks like one of those ducks that, or were they duck or geese? They were some sort of animal that, or a tortoise, they were something that was playing ice hockey. She reminds me of that. I don't know why she gives me duck. Mighty Ducks. She looked like something off of the Mighty Ducks. Period. Pool. Yes. She gives me Mighty Ducks. Absolutely. Yes. She gives me a Mighty Duck set. A mild Mighty Ducks. Very much so mighty, though. Very mighty. But it's definitely ducks. So, yeah, she gives me like a duck tea. But anywho, yeah, she's done a number on her face. I cannot believe the way that lady looks. She looks awful. She looks horrible. And I don't even think she cares. And you know what? Neither do I. Just keep tearing yourself up, girl. Just go downhill. Just lose yourself completely. Who cares? I'll be here to watch it. She looks a mess. But anywho. She's still on. One thing I do like about her, she knows how to get her coin. So now she's producing an OnlyFans show. Beyonce really did a number with this OnlyFans stuff. But anyway, she's got her only. It's called Only Cam LA. Now we're gonna watch it. Let me see if I can pull it up. We're gonna pull it up on her. Okay, boom. Let me see if I can pull it up here. Let's show it. The only one I really care about is Flash Man Wade, and I'm gonna be honest with you, I did see his OnlyFans. I purchased the OnlyFans before, but the only thing is I don't really like it because it takes too long to upload. It's like, girl, they need an app, okay? And I'm going to tell you why he made over $100,000 before we get into that, before we get even further. The reason why Flash Man Wade made, well, we'll get to him because that's. Yes, his booty is definitely a thing, okay? Because I'm telling you, that's the only reason why I got it. Okay, see, they trying to mess my stuff up. Okay, so, because they just keep going. Okay, so, but let me pull this up real quick. Let me pull this up. Because he's going to be on the first episode, and I'm afraid to pull out. Let me see what picture it is. Okay, see, now we can't really do none of these photos. Okay, let me see, okay. Okay, so here, let's make it smaller just because. Okay, so yeah, so I believe that he made the 100,000. I believe he definitely made the 100,000 because he panders to the gay audience. He is a straight man, but he panders to the gays. So his OnlyFans is like, I don't see how women would be turned on by this, but I could, like, come on. Y'all see that? Hold on. First of all, can we just acknowledge the fact that the homeboy was even looking at it? Watch when the replay. Look at the friend. Damn, you got ass. So, yeah, his booty is definitely a thing. And let me tell you something. It's all out. It's out. Everything is out. And it's like, and see, I believe he knows how to make the money because he listens to his audience and he knows how to sell those positions. I mean, he will give you bent over, squat over. He spreads it, bends over, shows the anything, everything but the actual thing of doing it. Like, you'll see. Like, he don't care. He's showing it. And he's bent over and he's doing this and he's lifting it up. And a little corny, though. A little corny. But he getting his coin. No shade. He's getting that coin. And so the people, and then sometimes His prices be very up. Me and my man, we would always go look at the prices because I don't believe it just be paying for stuff like that. It was $30.50 for, I think we had got it on the $9.99. I said, okay, babe, this is the time. It's a special. We can finally see what's going on. It's $9. But I'm not going to be paying no $20, $30, $40, $50, $60. I know you lying. I can go find that on the internet. It's leaked somewhere. I just type it on the internet. I'll find it. Okay, I know what it looked like. I'm not going to be giving you no $60 a month. I know you lying. All right, so anyway. So that's what I'm saying. So for the gay boys, like, it's hot because, you know what I'm saying? It's like I would not necessarily go follow, like, no gay boys only fan. But for the straight boys, yeah, we'll get the, like, if it's worth it, like, what is it giving? What's the tea? Like, everybody's waiting on Prince's OnlyFans right now, and they know. But my whole thing is with certain premium boy. Like, Prince is a premium boy. Like, I even will say Safaree could be premium because everybody know what his thing looks like. But Prince from Love & Hip Hop is a premium boy. Let me pull him up. I don't even follow him no more. I remember I told you that he was so rude. You know, I interviewed him. I had him on the show, but he has such a nasty attitude. So I don't really fool with him like that. Yes. Oh, he has a whore body too. Uh-oh. Hold on. My little thing is not. Let me see. He has such a horrible attitude. Maybe one day I'll let you guys listen to that recording of our conversation. He is so rude and so nasty. So Prince is like a premium boy. So many people want to see it because so many people thought he was gay or he's very, metro. Oh, wait, you know, he might have had a nerd to have that copywritten. So he's got one, too. That is a hell of an arch, girl. See, this is the thing that gets me with, like, look at that. Like, that, like, gets me. Like, girl, like, there's a lady somewhere in there. This is a lady somewhere in there. So I'm saying all this to say this. If he dropped something worth looking at or worth paying for, unfortunately, and I think he knows this, we wouldn't even have to pay for it. It would just be all over Twitter because so many people are waiting for him to drop something. Because he's attractive and he gives you like a butch queen. Like Prince is like a butch. Like to me, I feel like if he was a butch queen, honestly, he would have such the career and he'd have all the boys. He'd have all the deals. Like he'd be so much bigger than he is. But he might not be gay. He just looks like one of those feminine men that like Latin women. But if he was a butch queen, baby, listen, the money would just be flying out of the wallet. Just flying. If Prince was the butch queen, the coins would just be flying out. Okay? That means flying. Whew. It's money on the floor. The coins would be flying if he came out. I ain't buy. What? Them girls would be going loonu. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puff. So shout out to Blac Chyna, and of course we're watching. Well, we're only watching the first episode. I'm not going to be watching all of them. Some of them people didn't do nothing. And the one with, I might watch the one with the extra large, because you know that's a thing. But I'm not going to watch all that. I'm not going to watch the white girl with the, like, I don't care about none of that. I'm not watching the white guy with the feet. You know, no. I don't even really get in the feet like that. That's not my thing. I'm going to get into the Flash Man Way situation to see, like, girl, what are they going to show? Because, you know, Zeus doesn't mind. You watch the cabaret, you know, they'll just go ahead and show your whole situation. They'll show everything. You see that how they did Daisy in the $2 hole. They showed to TNA, period. They didn't even give a damn. So I'm trying to figure out how they're going to explore. Are they going to just go ahead and show these whole people's bodies like that? And so it's going to be interesting, and we're going to talk about it, okay? All right, so somebody said, what's your thing? We'll talk about what my thing is on Station Head tonight. So download Station Head so we can do the after show. It's going to be Real Radio 1 on Station Head, okay, for those iPhone users. But I'm not going to leave Mixler. I'm just saying we're going to try something out, okay? Somebody told me there's something over there to catch over there on Station Head. One of my, you know, shout out to Richard Lomax. He said, brother, you need to get over here on Station Head. I said, oh, okay. He said, are you sure? He said, yes, you need to get over here. I said, okay. He said, tell your people. I said, I don't want to keep telling my people to keep moving. He said, tell them to just, if they can download it, tell them to follow you over there. I said, okay. So we're going to try it. So download that, okay? So download Station here. Let me show y'all. And follow me at the Armand Wiggins Show because I'm going to do an after show over there. A brief one, but I'm going to do an after show. I'm probably not going to do a brief one. We're going to really get into some things probably, even though it's my talk night. But I want to show you guys what the app looks like real quick. Because, you know, we can get over there unfiltered and we can talk. I'm just trying to find the landing space for Real Radio 1 while I'm building it on the back end that makes sense. Okay. Financially. Does that make sense? Okay. So someone said, so that's what I'm trying to find what's going to make sense for us, guys. Okay. So I want you guys, I'm going to do a quick little thing right here. I want you to, I didn't mean to say that. Let's do this. Thank God I don't be watching nothing nasty on here because they just be pulling up all my stuff. But this is my work computer, child. I don't be watching nothing on here. Okay, so this is what the app looks like. I need you guys to download that, okay? Download that now. It looks like that. And follow me. It's the Armand Wiggins Show, okay? It's only for Apple, but I will upload it for my Android people, okay? Hold on, let me see. They said the Armand Wiggins Show did not pull up. Let me see if I could... if I can share it, let's see if I could share my show link. Hold on, I'm finding it now. Okay, I'm going to post the link right now, and if one of my moderators can copy it, I'm going to post the link. Here's the link. If you need it. Okay, I posted the link. There's the link. One more time. I posted the link. Oh, they saying it's just Armand Wiggins on Station Hand. Oh, okay. I got to change that. But right now it's Armand Wiggins on Station. You see, it's Armand Wiggins. It's not the Armand Wiggins Show. Let me change that real quick. Can I change that? No, I can't change that right now. So just type in Armand Wiggins. Well, I definitely need to change that. I'm definitely going to change that. So it's under Armand Wiggins. Sorry, y'all. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm going to take a screenshot, and I'm going to upload it right now. I did not realize it was under Armand Wiggins. I thought it was under the Armand Wiggins Show. That's because I just rushed it. But we're about to get into this Nikki T right now really quick. But before that, too, and I also need to address Cardi B's, because he came for me, Cardi B's. Cardi B's freaking whatever that little boy name is. I don't even know that man name, but he felt it on my time. So we're gonna talk to him too, and see, I can't really go greasy on him like I want to, and I'm gonna be nice, but we gotta talk to him too, because she tried it. She definitely tried it. We only got 39 followers on Station Heads, y'all. We need way more than that. Okay, so here it is. Here it is. Okay, that's what it looks like. All right, let's get her out of here. So, no, let's get her out of there. Oh, they want me to let me while y'all doing the station hand, we're gonna twerk something real quick, okay? I need to work out anyway. Okay, chill. Okay, period. Okay, hold on, let's get into some things. Whew. Did y'all get me on station here? Oh, no, I will not have an OnlyFans, which I have an OnlyMans. Okay, y'all want me to die on here? Y'all know he at least lets me talk crazy and twerk. Could y'all imagine if I had that trail? No, ma'am. Okay. All right, so we're going to leave this on this side. So y'all can find it throughout the show. So I'll leave it here on station here. Okay, so that was a little bit of a twerk for Lisa. Well, because I still owe Lisa a twerk. And Candace, daytime, because I hadn't twerked in a minute. So, yeah, shout out to all of y'all. And shout out to Lisa. All right. So, let's get into some things. What y'all want to do? Y'all want to do a Nicki Hip Doja Cat? Okay, let's do that right now. Okay, so boom. So everybody was hitting me up, right? They're like, okay, Nicki, Doja Cat, they scammed the numbers. They scammed the numbers. Armand, they scammed the numbers. And apparently they're under investigation for scamming the numbers. So I'm a pull up one of the blogs that wrote about it, and I'm going to give you my opinion. Okay, I'm gonna give you my opinion. So let's do this. What's his name? Okay, so boom, we gotta bring this back over here. Okay, boom. So we're just gonna go. We're giving out some free promotion today. So he wrote about it. So here's the thing. It says, sympathy and payola, how Nicki Minaj and her fans scammed their way to Doja Cat's number one hit to be able to say she had the accomplishment. Okay. So this is what everybody has been talking about. So it was a gargantuan week for female rap. Already Doja Cat's Say So and Megan Thee Stallion Savage were performing extremely well on social media and the charts. Doja Cat centered the top five for the first time in her career, and it was reported that Megan Thee Stallion was close to notching her first ever number one single. Turns out that she needed to wait another week because Doja Cat managed to inch her out in the latest update on yesterday, joining the shortest and prestigious list of women who have topped the charts. Such What's unfortunate about this amazing accomplishment is that it's being overshadowed by Nicki Minaj's fans leeching on to it as it's her own, similar to what she did hopping on it after the song was already top five on the chart and being eyed as potential number one. While Doja Cat should be celebrated for her artistry in crafting this hit, Nicki Minaj should really only be recognized for the strategy, along with a ton of cheap tactics courtesy of her fans. For context, Nicki Minaj has been in the music industry for over 11 years with over 109 touching Billboard and never scored a number one hit on her own. As a matter of fact, her last few singles released have consecutively performed horribly on Billboard, with some even having historical drops after their initial first week, something that was always used as a way by her detractors to shade the self-proclaimed queen. And her fans saw say-so as an opportunity to now have the ability to simply say Nicki Minaj has a number one song. But how was this accomplished? Let's break this down. Much of social media has been buzzed about how during the tracking week, Nicki Minaj fans were taking extreme measures to basically cheat their way outnumber the Stallion's record. These insane tactics, which include not having possibly been created, sane adults, including setting up VPN networks, including Twitter tutorials on how to do so. Get the full details at Kimber. We're not going over there. I don't know what a VPN is, but so basically they were setting up these VPNs in different countries to be able to stream in the U.S. and count it in the U.S. So these are some tweets from the Barbs. We use fake addresses for the international fans so that the sales count here matter or in fact fake addresses by my ads because we gave them actual address to use. Y'all mad you couldn't pull these sales like us. We're smart. Okay. I feel bad for random people who are going to have Doja Cat merch show up at their door. Hold on. We made approximately 3,477 purchases of Say So Remix in total between iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Doja's website, Barbs. It's hard to do, but we got it done. I'm very proud of us, and thank you so much. And they were just showing all the sales. These are just a bunch of tweets. International Kittens Barbs, change your VPN and buy the Say So Remix on iTunes. We should not get comfortable. U.S. and international Barbs, everyone buy. Me downloading VPN to change my location to the U.S. so I can stream Say So. When international BTS stands by and stream using VPNs and American addresses, it's fine. They're supporting their fave and want to see them succeed in U.S. When international Barbers buy and stream using VPNs and American addresses, it's chart manipulation. So are you admitting that you guys use VPNs for Say So? Because that is breaking Billboard rules. And if y'all get caught, okay, so that is basically what has been said. So here's what I think. It hasn't been on any, like, not saying that this is not a credible source, but it hasn't been on any major source. And when I was looking it up, Billboard seems to still be promoting Say So, still promoting the moment. Hold on. Billboard still seems to be promoting the moment that Nicki and Doja Cat had. So I cannot jump out the window right now and just say that the Barbs created VPNs and they cheated the system. I'm not going to do that. And honestly, if they did, good. They should have. Do what you have to do to make the, like, stream the numbers. Like, I'm not mad. Because who's to say that they didn't do it when they want other people to? If you really care about your fave, then you have to do what you have to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to sit here and try to discredit the fact that she got a number one, especially if no major outlets are reporting on this. Now, if Billboard calls a foul on this and removes the song, then it'll be a different conversation. But to me, Billboard is still promoting this. still doing write-ups, positive write-ups about the song. They're still, you know, treating it like it was a number one and it was a well-deserved number one. So who am I to feel some type of way about it or try to discredit the moment? Why be a hater? Just let her have it. Let them have the moment. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and be like, I'm happy either way. I'm not going to be a hater. Like, I can't be a hater. Let the girl have the moment. Her fans finally did what they needed to do. And so let the girl have the moment. Oh, Daytime said VPN is a computer program that allows your IP address to appear that any activity on your computer is happening in another country or state. Oh, I didn't know that. See, thank you. But I feel like, let the girl have a moment. Who cares? What is it hurting us? What is it hurting you? You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Let her have it. Let's see what she can do on her own. That's what I want to see. What comes after this? You know what I'm saying? And if that's the case, you know, really the question should be, you know, at least the Barbs did something. The real question should be is why didn't Beyonce do enough? And like I said, that whole idea that, oh, you know, she hopped on Savage and Savage was number five. I mean, on Say So was number five. Say So dropped. And I feel like, and I'm going to be honest with you, I don't feel like Say So was going number one without Nicki Minaj. Well, when was it going to get a chance? It dropped the week prior. And it had Nick and Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce had dropped. And they were number two. So had Nicki not got on that remix and that not released that week, Say So was heading down the charts. And Megan and Beyonce would have been number one. And Say So, I mean, we'll see. But I feel like Ariana is dropped a record, Tekashi. So it'll be interesting to see if Say So makes it next week. Now, 6ix9ine is already kind of slick slide, dry throwing shade, basically trying to warn, let Billboard know that he has the highest numbers out of everybody, and everybody is watching, and everybody is trying to make sure that, you know, his record goes number one next week, and he doesn't want to feel like, you know, people that were manipulating the numbers. Oh yeah, let's get into 6ix9ine's post. Let's get into it, because he was slick side throwing shade. Let's get into that. Let's get into 6ix9ine. Where's his, I didn't do that right. There he go. This is what he posted. Let me show you what he posted. So this is what 6ix9ine posted. Oh, he deleted it. He deleted it. He deleted it. Oh, he deleted it. Oh, but he was dry throwing shade, like, girl, people is teaming up, and you know what I'm saying? Like, that. Let me find out that these numbers is fugazi. And so that's when a lot of people were like, okay, so did they manipulate the numbers? Like, 6ix9ine is basically saying, like, I don't want nobody over here manipulating the numbers. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with that. So I don't necessarily think that Nicki cheated the numbers. I don't think it was that serious to her, because if it was that serious to her, I feel like she would be a lot more present. I don't know what Nicki Minaj is going through. She hasn't said anything through this whole COVID situation. If it was that serious to her, I feel like she would be a lot more social, a lot more vocal, and a lot more active. I think that lady has got some other things going on. She's dropping music, but I think she got some things going on in her personal life. Okay. So we'll take a couple of calls.
Oh, let me see what Ariana says. Say So is alone is amazing, but Nicki did help it go number one, because if she wasn't on, the Savage would have gone number one. Don't forget Cardi used to have streaming parties and more. Where's the judgment there? Justin Bieber does the same ish. Okay. All right. Have we downloaded the Station Head too? We still need to continue downloading Station Head, because half of you guys are going to be like, I didn't hear it. I missed the T. I'm telling you guys now, download Station Head and add me. We only have 30 followers on there. I'm telling you now, download it and add me. I'm telling you, download it and add me. Oh, you guys are listening to my test. Okay. Yeah, if you have Android, you can't, but I'm going to make it available if we go on there. And they're working on it. They're working on it. It's going to be a private Kiki, but we still have Real Radio 1 on Mixlr. We have our members only that I will release it for all members. If we do it, I'm going to record it. And so all of our 99 Cent members and our behind-the-scenes members, if you have Android, I will release the recording for you guys there. Okay. Okay, great. Actually, you can call. I'm on live now. Or we can schedule. Oh, see, I'm glad I didn't go in, because he tried to go in on me. Okay, so this is Cardi B's producer. I'm on live now, baby. What you want to do? Hold on, because we could pull that up too. Hold on, let me see, because he's about to be down. This is real time. This is real time tea. Real time tea. Because you was on your live dragging it for me. You was on your live dragging it for me. Yeah, let me find a picture of you, girl, because you was clearing it. Yeah, girl, let me get your picture, sweetie. Let me get your photo, love. Let me get your photo, girl. I just screenshot it the first thing I could see. Yeah, let's get into it. We love live tea. You have tea for me? Let's get into it. Let's get into the tea. Okay, so this is the second part of the tea. Okay, so y'all remember when I did the video about the producer or the engineer leaking the Cardi B Beyonce record. Well, this is the guy who did it. Okay. And Candace, he went on live, and then shout out to my girl Candace from Daytime Tea Time. She went and did got his live. She reached out to him for an interview. He didn't do the interview. He went to go live, so he did the live. Then she made her video, and then I guess he might have seen her video and came to my video, played my video, and he was dragging me, calling me stupid, calling me out of my name, saying that I didn't have the correct information. But I didn't want to get up here and come drag him, because, you know, I wasn't there. I'm just the voice of the people. So if he knows what's going on, if you have the information, I inbox him and I said, well, let me know. Because you know, you can't call me stupid and not tell me what the T is. He said that was not the correct song. This is all his words. And so for me, I want him to come on here and let me know what the correct song is, because I have to be honest with you. If you cannot tell me the correct song, if you're not going to come on the platform and let me know what's going on, then you have to shut up. Your opinion and your feeling. But he did say that he has some tea for me. So we're going to wait and see what he wants to do. I don't know if he's going to come on now, but he can definitely call in. So let me see one more time what he want to do. Oh, he acted. So he told me he has some tea. Listen, I'm going to tell you this, Ashby. I'm not going to drag you yet because I'm going to give you an opportunity. Well, I don't plan on dragging you at all. But don't play with me, girl. Okay? You a girl like me. So my thing is this. You already called me out my name. I let you make it. He said he was in his bag, so I understand. But you need to, if you feel like I had the wrong information, go ahead and clear it up. And if you cannot clear it up with me over the telephone, live on the air, then your opinion or whatever you have to say does not matter. Okay? And so, hold on, I'm getting receipts and live tea. It's just a lot going on. Hold on, you know, we're in the news. We're in the know and in the tea. Oh, yes, we're in the news. We're in the tea. We're in the news. We're in the tea. We're in the news. We're in the tea. Speaking of in the news and in the tea, you notice the girls was on mute when we have facts. But we're going to get into that on station there. The girls have a lot to say. They do a lot of yelling and a barking and a, this is this and this is this. But then when you debunk them with facts. Quiet as a mouse. Pretending to be above the BS. And just doing their job. Trying to tell y'all, girl, y'all got to be watching who y'all follow and who y'all listen to, because these girls be biased, bought, and delusional. And when you have facts, real facts, and you dealing receipt facts, and you dealing talking to the source, not Googling a bunch of stuff and putting stuff together, concocting stuff, when you actually can go to the source. Because it's facts. Yes. Okay. These girls fall like dominoes. Okay, so this is him. So we would love you to come on to the show and let us know what the real tea is and, you know, what the facts are. We're only going to wait 2 more minutes for a response. Actually, let me see. If we don't have a response, oh, this is what he said. Let's schedule a time. I have dates and times. Real sit-down type. Okay. Well, he said he'll schedule a time. So I have that here. He would like to schedule a time, so we'll schedule a time. But don't you play with me, girl. I got your photo. I got your photo up here, girl. Don't you play with me. Okay. Let's get her off the screen. Okay. Well, wow, this has been a lengthy live. We'll take a couple calls and then we'll move on. We'll move on to our next. We'll move on. But the number is 563-999-3658. I'm trying to move this freaking thing over. If you haven't got, here's the calling number, 563-999-3658. Okay, private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, 9226.
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Hey.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, I'm on. So
hey.
I was just calling to say for the whatever the boy's name is, for like he's gonna schedule it and stuff. I want him to know that if he could have kept his mouth shut,
okay,
and like minded his own business, that
okay,
Cardi B, she would have had a number one song on the Billboards with Beyonce.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and on I want to touch on the Nicki Minaj and Doja Cat again.
Okay.
And congrats to them. And what I want to say is that I honestly do not think that they jacked the numbers. I honestly think that they earned it because Say So was already number five. And I feel like when Nicki Minaj got on it, she gave it that boost to number one. So, yeah, that's all I have to say.
Thank you so much. And you have a fantastic evening, okay?
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, 2211, and then 7995. You're next, okay? So, 2211. You're live on the air.
Come on, how are you?
Hey, what's poppin'?
I'm good. I just want to say I love the show. I'm not gonna make it
Thank
too
you.
Long. As far as Nicki Minaj and Doja Cat goes, I personally like that song better. I just felt like added in with the whole theory that people had that Nicki was coming for Beyonce, that made me listen to the song more. And I was actually on Spotify, like going to go look for it and listen to it because it was just more interesting with that, you know, viewpoint on it. The Savage
yes.
mix, you know, it was cute for one or two listens and I was kind of over it. I got the point. It's Beyonce. It's Megan. Woohoo. Other than that, and I wanted to ask you, where did you get those black shorts that you have on? Because they look really comfortable, and I need some small shorts that can fit me right.
Oh, you know where I got these from? I got these from Costco. They're actually Puma. Puma. I got
really?
These from Costco. Yes, I needed some shorts, and I was like, oh my God, I need some comfortable shorts. These are some Pumas from Costco.
Pumas.
You like these?
Yes, they look really good. One last, you know what you should do? I would love to see you do like a fashion video about how you dress yourself because you do know how to dress and you always look really good and you inspire.
Well, I was thinking about doing some fashion hauls.
Yes.
Well, here's the thing. I had bought. Mind you, funny story. Not to make it too long. I had my whole clothing rack and I had ordered all these clothes and I was like, you know what? This is not gonna go right with this channel. So I just scrapped the whole fashion haul and then I gained weight and I was like, nothing is fitting me right. But I was going to do a whole fashion haul from all the places that I dressed. I bought tons of clothes just to do the fashion haul. And then I just started wearing them.
Do it. Well, you know, don't rush it. Whenever you feel like it, you know, the people want it, we here for it. I'm going to support you. You know, I love what you do. And have a good night.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Boo. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. 7931. Okay, yes, I see you, Shadira. Okay, 7931. What's poppin'?
Hey, nothing. Hey. So I wanted to talk about Boosie. I'm not gonna say any of the hot words.
Okay.
Yeah, you are right. It's very weird. The female, she's nasty. She's trash off top. I'm really trying to say with the nice words. She's trash off top. If I was one of them boys' mama, I would have a problem with that. Like, I would have a problem with that because it doesn't make sense. Like, and like you said, if it is about him being gay, you can't take the gay away if that's what you're trying to do. I know it's because that's all it seems like. It's like you're trying to prevent the gay from happening. But I don't think the boy is even like that. And if he is, but I don't even see it when I see his kids. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
It's just weird for you to even feel like, hey, I'm going to bring this girl over here. Hey, lady, you going to give my son fellatio. Son, go in the room so you can get fellatio. Like, the whole situation is just weird, and it doesn't make sense to me why you are even thinking about your son's sex life, and he's not even thinking about a sex life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't exist yet. So I just think the whole situation. And also, he's been saying it for years. I guess he just said it at a good time because he's been saying it. And I'm like, so nobody ever thought that was weird till now. I guess it just reached more people at this point. But he's been saying it for a while. He's been saying it for years. So I just, I've been thinking it was weird, and it's just, I don't even understand. A boy could be scarred for life. He could be a sex addict or something after this. Like, it could have other effects. Like, it could be more than him just not being gay. Like, it could turn into other things. So to me, it just doesn't make sense, and it's not going to help or hurt anything. I mean, it might hurt in the future. It's not going to help anything in the future. And that's all I had to say.
No, I agree, and I'm with you on that. And I think it's very I just think it's toxic, and I think as Black people, I think it's very unnecessary. Like, that's just so, it's ghetto. Honestly, it's really ghetto.
Yeah, it's ghetto. It really is. Wu Chow, the ghetto. That's all it makes you say. Like, that's it.
But all right, thank you, Shadira.
Thanks for mine. Bye.
Yes. Okay, thanks, Boo. All right, so we got a couple more, and then I want you guys, but if you guys haven't done so already, click the link and download Station Head, because I will probably be going over there to really get into some things. And you guys can call in over there, too. We're going to have some fun, so download that. It is only for Apple, but if you got an Apple computer or an iPad, you can still download it. So, you know what I'm saying? So you don't necessarily have to have an iPhone. You can have an Apple device and still download it. So there's that. And listen, okay? All right, so let's do the that caller was impatient and hung up. Okay, so we're going to do one more, and then we're going to head over to our next destination. 7995, you're live on the air.
Hi, Amon. I just wanted to speak on Nicki, Doja Cat, Megan, Beyonce real quick.
Okay.
Really short. Nicki definitely assisted in making Say So number one on the Billboard.
Yes, she did.
Beyonce, I feel like she could have promoted, but we have to realize every time Beyonce drops something that's attached to her name, if she's not being paid for a promotion or anything, she just drops it. She doesn't push promo too much, so I just feel like she was in the mindset like anything that has my name on it is gonna do numbers. So I feel like she just dropped it. Like, she didn't promote it based on thinking that she's like, she's Beyonce, she's that bitch, she don't have to do much to,
right,
you know, to push the record. But I also feel like Beyonce does not have time to be worried about if Nicki was throwing shots at her, which I don't think she was, and da da da, like. Apparently, with this whole Jay-Z having a child situation, I just think Beyonce has a lot going on in her life. She doesn't need to be stressed out over that. Because apparently, allegedly, her and Jay-Z are having relationship issues. She's been spending, like, awfully quite a lot of time at Miss Tina's house.
Mm.
So I just feel like if it really.
Well, they've been together for years. I got to dig into that some more, but we can dig into that, or you can call in onto the next you have an iPhone, call in and give us that tea on that. Be our expert on that, because I don't know what's going on with that. Enlighten me.
I will, and I'd love for you to do it on your next episode or your next show. So I'll definitely tune in when you move over to the after show. So thank you.
All right, thank you so much, Boo. Thanks for calling. All right, so I didn't get that Beyonce tea. I didn't know that. All right, so listen, we're going to wrap it up here. If you guys have not done so, please, down.